It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to this segment. I am Buddy Shula, and we are here with Independent Health, more specifically, Kathy Aquino, the Vice President of Sales, Medicare, Consumer and Small Business Markets at Independent Health. Of course, you know them better as the Red Shirts. Now, we're going to be talking about what we're always talking about at this time of the year, and that's Medicare annual enrollment period and some of the things that you need to know from Independent Health about that. So I'm going to leave this right up to you, Kathy, right away, and talking about, first of all, when does this period begin?
Great. Yes, Buddy. Thanks for having us here. As we get excited about the next Medicare annual enrollment period, the time frame is October 15th through December 7th. And that allows our Medicare beneficiaries to make decisions on what they want to do for January 2023. The Medicare system allows us to meet with our seniors out in the community during this time frame to really engage with them and understand what that next year is going to look like for them. And then they can make a decision whether they're going to stay where they are, if they're going to make a change in their insurance, or if they're going to roll in a new plan.
Okay, so when you say make a change, we were talking off the air that changes happen in somebody's life all the time, especially when it comes to health. I mean, you could be this way today and this way tomorrow. So your health care, just like your insurance benefits with your car, should always be changing based on what you need. So let me ask you this. What should things be considered, and people are looking for, like your Medicare Advantage plan? What are the things people consider?
Sure. The number one thing is the type of plan that you're going to be looking at enrolling in. So typically there's two different types of plans in the Medicare Advantage offerings. The first is an HMO, or Health Maintenance Organization. Traditionally, people who pick HMO plans, Buddy, they're going to stay local. Their doctors are local, their pharmacies, their labs, their hospitals. And they're going to use that particular plan for the routine care when they get sick. The other option is a PPO, which is a preferred provider organization. That particular plan allows Medicare beneficiaries to assess where they'll be. So that means they can seek care locally underneath that type of plan, a PPO. Or they can travel and get that coverage as they leave the Western New York area. So a lot of our snowbirds, as we start to enter into the winter season, and they may have housing in other parts of the country, the PPO plan allows them that flexibility to utilize doctors and facilities outside of Western New York. With that comes, a difference in their out-of-pocket costs. So if they do have to go use those services when they're out of the area, they have full coverage, but they'll anticipate paying a little bit more out of pocket, and potentially their premium may be slightly higher also.
Well, I got to tell you this. I mean, in a true story, 4 weeks ago, my wife got stung by a bee in Key West, and we went to the emergency room, and we used our Independent Health card, and voila, it was that easy. No quest, no nothing. So do all the healthcare providers participate with these plans?
Yeah. So here locally in Western New York, especially Independent Health, our network has just about all the physicians, all of the hospitals are part of our network, all of the labs. So that freedom to understand where you're going to seek care underneath Independent Health, we do have all of those particular needs for the different types of care you may need included within our network. So it's super important when someone is shopping health plans during this period to ask those questions. Look up your doctors, your specialists. What pharmacy are you using? Where are you going to go for blood work when you need to seek, your care for that? And then, of course, the hospital. If you have a pre-planned surgery, make sure the facility you're going to and or the hospital is on that list, and that when you show your card, they're going to be able to bill the carrier, and then you're just going to be responsible for your out-of-pocket costs.
You brought up pharmacy, and that was something I wanted to know about. So are the medications included on a plan's formulary?
Yep. So that's another box that they have to check off when reviewing on what their prescriptions are. The red shirts will take that list of prescriptions, buddy, and we input that into a computer system, and we tell it what all those medications are for that individual that we're doing the red shirt review for. At that time, then we get a report that is provided, and we can tell the customer at that point where their prescription drug is going to land on which tier. And then we definitely check the formulary, make sure it's on that formulary, and Independent Health is going to cover it. More than likely, we will. But at that point, the conversation is really at expectations. So when you do go in January 2023 to present your prescription card at the pharmacy, you're going to know ahead of time what your out-of-pocket cost is going to be, your copayment, before you even walk in the door.
We're here with Kathy Aquino from Independent Health and the Red Shirts. You know, one thing that I particularly love, and as an owner of a small business, I provide my employees the option to have Independent Health. That's mm-hmm. who we use. And a big thing with me is not only the type of coverages and that you have and provide, but because you're local, it's service. Your people can come to your locations. They could call you. You're local. How important is service throughout this whole period?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, because as you're going through that review, especially Independent Health members for 2023, it's all great news. There are no takeaways. It's all enhancements. So we spend that time. We take that one-on-one consultation very seriously. We check in with them. So every year, since we are still the largest Medicare Advantage plan here in Western New York, we have a lot of reunions that are taking place. Our seniors come back into our Medicare information centers to meet with our red shirts. There's a lot of hugging going on. What's happened in the past year? And then at that point, when we do the red shirt review, we get them all set up and they're in a good spot for the next year. After we re-enroll them, and they're ready to go for next year when they call Independent Health. So anytime next year after the first of the year, they've renewed their plan, our customer service team of amazing experienced red shirts are going to be on the other end of the phone to pick up your call timely, provide those accurate answers, and tell you to please call back if you have any other questions. So the service is very important, because we are the local health insurance carrier here in Western New York, buddy.
Well, plus you have the locations that people can walk in face-to-face, sit down with somebody, and get everything explained to them. Where can you do that? Really, you have plenty of locations. How many locations are here?
Yeah, we have permanent locations. So all year round, our Medicare beneficiaries and seniors can walk in, make an appointment. And right now, our most popular site, because it was one of our first Medicare information centers, is our location at 620 Dick Road, which is Cheektowaga, DePue area. It's in the Value Center Plaza. And then we have our Orchard Park Medicare Information Center. We also have a site in Tonawanda. We have one at the Williamsville YMCA. And then we have a location in Jamestown. So those are our regular sites, but then we also open up additional sites. We have locations in Niagara County. And then we also have, this year, we're real excited to be re-entering the city of Buffalo. We've set up a partnership with the Science Museum. We also will be located one day a week at the William Emsley Senior Center YMCA in Buffalo, which is a very, very active site for all ages, but definitely our seniors. And I think recognizing that if you can't get out, during this 8-week period of time to renew and or enroll, red shirts are also available over the phone. We have a chat functionality that people can chat with us right online. But basically, any way that you want to choose to meet with a red shirt, we're there for you.
Customer service is key, and Independent Health is expert in doing that, and local. That's very, very important. So By the way, you named a lot of locations. If people want to know locations, just Google Independent Health, and I'm sure you can get a lot of this information on the website. All right, so it's time for the scoop on what people can expect when it comes to Independent Health's Medicare Advantage plans for 2023.
Sure. I'll say it's the sea of zeros, buddy. And what that means is that we still have three plans with a zero monthly premium. But very exciting for 2023. It's great news. If we stick with the zero out-of-pocket cost, we have zero routine and preventive dental coverage. And we actually are now working with a new dental company called Liberty Dental. And that will extend the number of dentists that our members can visit for those services here in Western New York. We have zero routine eye exams available underneath our plans. Zero co-payments for primary care physicians, which is great. We want to encourage our seniors to definitely get in, visit their primary care doctors. It's so important to get that annual physical. But when they do go visit, buddy, they're going to have a zero out-of-pocket cost or a zero co-pay. We have a $0 payment for Silver Sneakers or membership. You get that automatically as a member of Independent Health, as well as zero preventative services. So we encourage our members to go get those preventative care services that they need, guided by their primary doctor, taken care of. And to encourage them to do that, it's a zero copay. And lastly, for 2023, we have prescription drug coverage that includes a zero tier one for medications that land on tier one. So low copays and no deductibles.
Wow.
So it's all great news for 2023.
It sure is, and it comes from Independent Health. Now, how is Independent Health planning to assist people who may need a little bit of help selecting one of these plans?
Yeah, I'd say number one, if they'd like to come in and learn more about Independent Health and actually enroll with us for the first time, to please bring a list of their prescriptions, a list of the doctors, so that we can make sure everything's good, reassure them, as well as kind of what did 2022 look like for them? You know, did they have a couple doctor's visits? Did they have any surgeries? And actually, what's 2023 looking like? If they can anticipate any surgeries that are coming up, anything that they may need to check off their list in addition to their preventative services, we'd like to know all of that. So we holistically can make sure we do an effective red shirt review and place them in the correct plan that's going to be the best one for them.
So very important time of the year here for you and for Independent Health and the red shirts, because the Medicare annual enrollment period officially begins October 15th and goes right through December 7th. It would be my recommendation. It really would. I've used Independent Health. I'm giving a testimonial because I actually do have it, and I love it.
It's real. You've experienced the red shirt treatment, buddy.
I have experienced that. I'll tell you, so people can go to the website. Again, just Google Independent Health. You could find everything on there. But moreover, I mean, one time, I think I might have told you about this. I walk in my house and there's a big package from Independent Health, and it's like a digital scale. And I'm like, what are they trying to tell me here? But this, it was, it was a scale, because you're all about preventative things. Yes. And you're, I might have a couple pounds I need to lose. And that's what the scale and the thing was all about. It was, I mean, who does that? Yeah. You do.
Yeah. And, I think you kind of touch on a point that, behind the red shirt treatment are a number of red shirts. We have, probably over 1,000 employees. And recognize in their different roles, we have a lot of nurses, nutritionists, clinicians who are always staying on top of what the needs of our members are. So it's real. You may get a call from a red shirt, and it's all about, engaging with you to make sure you are doing all the right things to prevent any future changes in your healthcare needs. And if that should change, the red shirt, especially on our Medicare plans, we have the right plan to fit anyone. So, we hope everybody stays healthy. And as you are first aging into our Medicare Advantage plans, those zero premium plans, buddy, are optimal for our younger seniors who are turning 65. But as we age, as we denoted here, our needs change a little bit. So we have that continuum of care and the right plans to accommodate whatever your healthcare needs as the years go by.
Kathy Aquino from the Red Shirts at Independent Health. I'm sure we'll be talking to you a lot more during the next few weeks. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, buddy.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.